This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The latest report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that's the UN's main global warming group, their report was out last week with a somewhat grim forecast that humanity can pull itself back from the brink, but it ain't going to be easy. And one big culprit? Cities. In 2020, cities were responsible for as much as 72% of greenhouse gas emissions. And the solution, says the IPCC, is to start making both our cities and the buildings in them more sustainable. That is also, as it happens, the theme of architect and urban designer Stefan Ahl's new book. It's called Supertall, about the history of supertall buildings and how we can better design them to save the planet. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Excited to be here.
Is there a difference between merely tall buildings and the supertalls of which you write in this book?
Yeah, there's a technical difference in that, like, a supertall is considered a structure taller than 300 meters or roughly, you know, 1,000 feet. So there's few of them. But what's interesting is that, you know, up until, you know, the mid 20th century, there was only two of them, the Chrysler Building and the Empire State Building. And now there's more than 100. So we've seen really like an explosion of these extremely tall buildings across the globe.
One of the threads in this book that struck me was your concern with sustainability, both the materials that we use, the concrete and the steel, and the environmental impact that they have, and what that density means. So here's my question, and I ask this as a guy living in Los Angeles, right, famous for its sprawl. What's worse, sprawl or density?
You know, if density is done right, it's really a great model for urban living. And, you know, one of the biggest culprits of unsustainable urbanization is the car, because roughly it takes about five times more energy to move someone by car rather than public transportation. So that's a lot of transport energy wasted. And, you know, you can imagine today with gas prices skyrocketing, that's a pretty big topic. So having a city that is compact with relatively kind of medium to high density where people can walk or take public transportation is much better from a transportation energy perspective. Now, at the same time, building a tall building you know, requires more materials, more structure, right? So it is a complicated formula. But generally speaking, when we're talking about cities with like medium to high density, they tend to be better on the environment.
What do you think it says, actually, for the future of supertall, that we are increasingly becoming an urbanized world, right? I mean, some overwhelming percentage of the planet's population is urban and will even be more so in the years to come.
I think there's a lot of good things about it, meaning that, you know, as we build taller and more compact, we're learning a lot about technology, right? We're learning about materials, how to make them stronger, like the concrete, or using alternatives to concrete like mass timber. We're learning about structures, how to make them more efficient. And what's so interesting about the story of the skyscraper is that it kind of really is built upon the inventions of many, many successive generations, right? You can trace it back all the way in time to the Romans who invented concrete, or even further back to something as crude as Stonehenge, right? Where you had one of the first structures. It has taken thousands of years to put all these inventions together to create this kind of society that we live in today. And that really fascinates me.
Is that progress from Stonehenge to the supertalls? All right. And I'm asking, you know, again, a guy who wrote the book on this, but is that a net positive for us as a people? Or do you think we could have done something else and done it better?
I think if you're looking at the evolution of progress, it always cuts both ways. And it kind of shows that technology is a double-edged sword. On one hand, it allows us to reach into the skies, right, and create these mind-bending structures. At the same time, they also put serious harm on our planet, and in many cases also kind of represent inequity, right? If you look at the latest supertalls in the New York skyline, they're like these ultra skinny building for the world's richest people, many of whom don't even live there. I think it's a complicated topic. It can really cut both ways. In a way, they're like, you know, vessels of human possibilities. They're like moonshots of what we as a civilization can achieve. But there's definitely environmental and social implications.
Stefan Al, he's an architect, urban designer as well, and an author most recently of a book called Super Tall. Stefan, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. It was a true pleasure.